The Buddha said to the Bodhisattva, Yagatindara, go to the Lichade Vimana Kirti to inquire about his illness. Yagatindara replied, Lord, I am indeed reluctant to go to that good man to inquire about his illness. Why, Lord, I remember that one day when I was at home, the wicked Mara disguised as Indra and surrounded with 12,000 heavenly maidens approached me with the sound of music and singing. Having saluted me by touching my feet with his head, he withdrew his rest beneath his boots, and then thinking me was Chakra, the king of Vakrakas, and
welcome.
O Kaushika, you should remain consciously aware in the midst of the treasures of desire. You should often think of Nibbana. Try to utilize the essential in body, life, and wealth and heart. Then said to me, good sir, accept from me these 12,000 divine maidens and make them your servants. I replied, O Kaushika, do not offer me who am religious and a son of the kings of appropriate. It is not proper for me to have these maidens. No sooner have I said these words than Chali Vimala Kirti again there and said to me, noble son, do not think that this is Indra. This is not Indra, but the evil Mara who has come to ridicule you. Then the Chali Vimala Kirti said to Mara, evil Mara, since these heavenly maidens are suitable for this religious devotee, the son of the Shaka, give them to me. Then Mara was terrified and distressed, thinking that the Chavimala Kirti had come to expose him. He tried to make himself invisible, but tried. He might end all his magical powers. He could not vanish from sight. And voice resounded from the sky saying, evil one, give this heavenly maiden to the good man, Vimala Kirti, and only then will you be able to return to your mind. And both and Mara was even more frightened than much against his will, gave the heavenly maiden. The Lichabe Vimala Kirti, having received the goddess, I said to him, you have been given to me by Mara. You should open, see the spirit of Onyx, so perfect enlightenment. He then exhorted them with this exclusive for the development towards enlightenment, and soon they conceived the spirit of enlightenment. He then said to them, you have just conceived the spirit of enlightenment. From now on, you should devote yourself to find joy and satisfaction of Dharma. You should take no pleasure in desires, and not in what is joy in the pleasures of the Dharma. He declared, it is the joy of unbreakable faith in the Buddha, of wishing to hear the Dharma, of serving the Sangha, and honoring the spiritual benefactors without sight. It is the joy of renunciation of the whole world, of not being fixed in objects, of considering the five aggregates to be like murderers, of considering the elements to be like venomous serpents, and of considering the sense media to be like antimatter. It is the joy of always guarding the spirit of enlightenment, of helping living beings, of sharing through generosity, of not seconding immorality, of control and tolerance and patience, of thorough cultivation of virtue by effort, of total absorption in meditation, and of absence of afflictions and wisdom. It is the joy of extending enlightenment, of conquering the mind, of destroying the afflictions, and of purifying the Buddha field. It is the joy of accumulating all virtues in order to cultivate the auspicious marks and signs. It is the joy of the liberation of non-intimidation when hearing the profound teaching. It is the joy of exploration of the three goals of liberation. free realization of liberation, it is the joy of being an ornament of the seed of enlightenment and of attaining liberation at the wrong time. It is the joy of serving those of equal fortune, of not hurting or resenting those of superior fortune, of serving the spiritual benefactors and of avoiding sinful friends. It is the joy of the superior gladness of faith and devotion to the Dharma. It is the joy of acquiring liberated paths and of the conscious motivation of the Esu enlightenment. Thus the Bodhisattva admires and finds joy in the delights of the time. Thereupon Mara said to the goddesses, "Now come along and let us return on this that you gave us to this household, and now we should enjoy the delights of the Dharma and should no longer enjoy the pleasures of desires." And Mara said to the Jatavayamalaya, "So that the Bodhisattva, the spiritual hero, has no mental attachment and gives away all his possessions and household or peace given these gratis that he replied, "They are given, Mara, go on with your retinue and you fulfill the religious aspirations of all living beings." And the goddesses saluting Vimalakirti said to him, "Householder, how should we live in the abode of the Maras?" Vimalakirti replied, "Sisters, there is a door of the Dharma called the Princess of Sukul, and practice it. What is it, sisters? A single line is like hundreds of thousands of lines without itself being diminished. Likewise, sisters, a single Bodhisattva may establish many hundreds of thousands of living beings in enlightenment without his mindfulness being diminished. In fact, not only does it not diminish, it grows stronger. Likewise, the more you teach and demonstrate virtuous qualities to others, the more you grow with respect to these virtuous qualities. This is the door of the Dharma called the inexhaustible line. When you are living in the realm of Mara, inspire innumerable gods and goddesses with the spirit of enlightenment. In such a way you will retain the kindness of the Tathagata, and you will become the benefactors of all living beings." And those goddesses bowed at the feet of the Chavivin Malakirti and departed in the company of Mara. Saw the supremacy of the magical power, wisdom, elegance of the Dichavidimalakirti.